Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The human body, your body, is one of the most intricate pieces of machinery science has ever seen. One that most of us take for granted most of the time. That is, until our hearts begin to malfunction or something goes wrong. Then we realize the importance of health. The human body is made up of some 3 trillion cells which reproduce themselves every 7 years. We say, this person died of a heart attack or cancer or what have you. While that's true, technically it is not true. For you actually begin dying from the moment you draw your first breath at birth. Eventually, the process of reproduction in the cells begins to slow and culminates in an organ that doesn't work properly. Now, in the case of cancer, the cells of the body refuse to relate normally, and then death comes. The Bible declares that man is fearfully and wonderfully made. But I really wonder if the psalmist David realized how wonderful the human body actually is. Take, for example, the human brain. There are a total of about 20 billion cells in your brain. Give or take a few, of course. This tiny 3-pound organ is far more complex than anything science has ever produced. Though it is often compared to a computer, scientists say the brain is much more versatile and complex than any computer ever built. If a laboratory tried to duplicate the brain at the low cost of 5 cents per cell, it would cost over $1 billion. Multiplied by the world's population, that would be more money than all the governments of the world possess. And all of this is contained in the gray matter just under your hat. So don't be guilty of saying that if someone's brain were the equivalent size of a piece of dynamite, they couldn't blow their hat off on a windy day. Don't be sure. The human heart and the nervous system are no less complex. Who's responsible for the intricacies of the human body? Chance or God? The evidence says that man was not created by chance, but rather the versatility and complexity of the human body demand a creator. For almost 35 centuries, the Bible has declared straightforwardly that man was created by the direct act of God. It further says that man is the highest of God's creation, endowed with a human soul that lives forever. This is what accounts for your spiritual sensitivity, your desire to know and to worship God. It's interesting that anthropologists have never discovered a culture or a group of people who have not had some concept of an eternal being, a concept of God. True, their picture of God may have been vastly different from the God of the Bible. Yet within the heart of man, every person, is the desire to worship a creator. Who put that instinct in man's breast? Eventually you face the question, was creation by the act of God or simply by chance? If one acknowledges the fact of God's existence, the next step is to discover how God has revealed himself to humankind. That quest can only lead to one book and a person. The book is the Bible, the best-loved textbook on living. The person is the leading character of that book, Jesus Christ. Chance never answers the question, who am I? What am I doing here? Is there a purpose to life? Where do I go after I die? The Bible does. It gives you answers to those 3 tough questions. Read it, friend, and you will discover God's plan and purpose for your life. I'm Dr. Harold Sala. You've heard from me. Now, I would really like to hear from you. If Guidelines speaks to the need of your heart, let us know. Your words would be an encouragement. Send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. You can download what you've just heard at our website, guidelines.org.